most people struggle with, and it keeps them stuck, and it keeps them on this hamster wheel or this roller coaster of success where they get a little bit of success and then they self-sabotage. They get a little bit of success and then they self-sabotage. And it's this weird roller coaster of they feel really good, they get to a peak, and as soon as they get to the peak, there's another valley. And so if you can relate to this at all, whether currently in your life or there's been a time where you can't, you have, I think this episode is going to be valuable for you. Welcome back to another episode of All or Nothing in Real Estate. I'm your host, Matt Smith, the founder of All or Nothing in Real Estate. As a reminder, this podcast is a movement to give back to this amazing industry. It's given so much to me and my family. Guys, I'm fired up to get you one today. I've got something that's top of mind. I've been fresh off coaching calls back to back all day. And I wanna share with you some of the lessons that I've learned from the elite that I continue to surround myself with in the biggest rooms in the industry, the elite that I get to coach each and every week, the elite I get to partner with in our Built for More community at EXP. And I'm gonna share with you a lesson that most people struggle with, and it keeps them stuck, and it keeps them on this hamster wheel or this roller coaster of success where they get a little bit of success and then they self-sabotage. They get a little bit of success and then they self-sabotage. And it's this weird roller coaster of they feel really good, they get to a peak, and as soon as they get to the peak, there's another valley. And so if you can relate to this at all, whether currently in your life or there's been a time where you have, I think this episode is gonna be valuable for you. So let's dive in. I'm gonna ask you guys something extremely real. And I wish you were here live so you could answer this question, because I am so curious to hear your answer. So really think about it. Why do most people stop doing things that work? Let me give you an example. You're a real estate agent. You showed up to role plays. You learned the scripts and dialogues. You prospected consistently. You followed up and followed the proven system in front of you. You worked your sphere of influence a certain way. You did your marketing a certain way. You hosted open houses consistently following the processes, and you started getting great results. And then why did the results go away? Why do we ride that roller coaster? It's not because the thing that we were doing failed. It's not because the thing that we were doing stopped producing results. We stopped doing what works because it works. The truth is, sometimes we do the work. Sometimes we get the results. We get the paycheck. And then something crazy, crazy happens. We become comfortable. We become complacent. And when you become comfortable, like that's where hunger, drive, ambition, that's where those things get taken behind the barn to get shot. Because you're seeking comfort now that you've got a little bit of success. You've got a little bit of money. You started getting a little bit of that dopamine and that reward from the work that you were doing. And so you completely abandon the things that got you here. Guys, I'm going to hit you between the eyes on this episode because I want you to win. The truth is, you have won at some point in your life. Why did winning not become a habit? Or maybe winning is a habit. What are the things that you do to continue that habit? Because the truth is, success isn't evil. Money isn't evil. Those things don't limit your continued growth and your continued success. Your continuous seek for comfort is what ruins those things. And so I just want to encourage you, go back, look at your own game film. What are the things that you used to do at a really high level? You did them for a consistent period of time that worked to produce a version of the result that you were after. What was that thing? Are those couple of things? And are you still doing them with the same intensity, the same consistency, the same discipline, the same energy, the same enthusiasm as you were when you started before you got the results? Or has the energy kind of slid? Has the discipline kind of left? The consistency, it's like, I do it kind of sort of sometimes. And even when you do it, are you really giving it your all? Are you as energetic and enthusiastic as you were when you first started? Because this business can be fucking exciting. I remember when I first started Stone Real Estate, how excited I was to meet with a new client, how excited I was to meet with a new buyer, a new seller, how excited I was to get a new lead. But the law of diminishing value is real. And when the excitement starts to fade, our energy starts to follow. And something else is crazy too. The more success that we have, the more money we accumulate, or the more results that we get, or homes that we sell, I've just noticed that the energy and the enthusiasm around the things that they once thought were amazing are now just blah. I got another showing. I got another lead. And guys, your energy is contagious. And so the truth is, I believe winning can be a trap. It's a trap that not a lot of people warn you about. Because let's be honest, most of you that are listening to this episode, that are listening to this podcast, you're listening because you want to grow and improve. So what that tells me about you is that you're a fighter. When your back's against the wall, when it's fight or flight, you choose to fight. You're a fighter, which is why you've gained success. When money is tight and there's more month left than money, I've been there. You find a way to make it work. When pressure is high for you to deliver for your family, to pay the rent, pay the electric bill. Guys, when I got into the business, I was 3 months behind on my electric bill. I get this. I lived it. I chose to fight, and you probably did too. That part's easy. I used to think that's what it took to be successful. Don't get me wrong, that's part of the equation. But anyone can go all in when it's fight or flight. The danger of winning is, how do you show up after you win? After you have the biggest closing of your life, after you have the best month of your year or of your career, after you have your best year ever, after you have the most pendings you've ever had. It's when most people take their foot off the gas. It's when most people abandon the things that got them that success that they once wanted so badly. Most people stop doing what works because it works. And the truth is, a lot of times, that letting your foot off the gas doesn't happen all at once. It happens slowly, happens quietly, a little bit at a time. And then we start to develop new habits, new routines, new rituals. We start doing less and less and less, but our expectation of the result stays the same. Maybe we sleep in a little later. Maybe we're like, I don't need those role plays anymore. Ooh, I know our proven process is this, but I can skip that step. Ooh, that lead, yeah, I should call him, but I'm not really feeling it today. I'll get the next one. Guys, I heard an analogy from Andy Frisella, who is someone I followed and learned a lot from. I'm blessed to be in a private group, mentor group with him as well, and just learned a lot from him. And one of the analogies he shared on a recent podcast that I listened to was, what if your life was a Madden game and you were a Madden character? So like an EA Sports, like video game, right? And you know, video game characters, we all have a rating. And let's say that inside of your rating, part of the things that they use to get you your overall rating, one of them was discipline. Let's say that you were at a 50 rating in discipline. Here's where we fall off and we go wrong. We think that when we do little things, like we're at the grocery store and we see a shopping cart out and we don't put it away because it wasn't ours, we think that doesn't affect our discipline. We think that when we walk by the trash and it's full, well, we didn't fill it, so we don't take it out, that doesn't affect our discipline. We think that whenever we just push the top of the trash down because we could just fit one more thing so we don't have to take the trash out, that doesn't affect our discipline. Here's a pet peeve of mine too, if you know me. This is funny. There's a cool funny story maybe I'll tell at a later date of our inside of our organization around this one. I may have done a Facebook live rant in the bathroom of this. If you're one of the people that refuses to change the toilet paper roll after you use the last of the toilet paper, you think that doesn't affect your discipline, but you're wrong. Every single one of those take your score from a 50 to a 49 to a 48 to a 47 to a 46 to a 45. And before you know it, your 50 score of discipline is now a 10. And you're walking around wondering why the results in your life have changed. Because we allow our ego to make us think that we don't need to do those little things anymore. But here's what the elite know. Their ability to use those things when they see trash in the parking lot, they pick it up, especially if it's not theirs. They take the trash out before it needs to be taken out so that no one else has to do it. They do the little things. They show up to role play. They make their phone calls. They follow up when they're supposed to. They work that new lead when it comes in like it's supposed to be worked. And they do the little things excessively well. Their discipline goes from a 50 to a 51 to a 52 to a 53. And it continues to rise. And as their discipline and consistency level continues to rise, guess what? Their overall score also gets better. Their bank account gets bigger. They get to choose the level of life they want to live because they choose to be disciplined. So be careful of that one little thing that you call an excuse and you let it slide. That's a slippery, slippery slope. Just be careful and look out for that. I think a lot of people fall for that trap. And we say, well, it's just this day. Cool. You can get a day. But don't let that one day turn into two. Don't let 2 days turn into a week. Don't let a week turn into 2 weeks. Don't let 2 weeks turn into a month. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you listening to this right now. You know what I'm talking about because we've all lived it because we're all human and we're not perfect. Whether it's in your business, in your finance, in your relationship, in your health and wellness, in your fitness, in your nutrition. There is something that we can all relate to a version of this in our stories. What I believe is life is a classroom. Let's learn the lesson from those things. Don't beat yourself up over it, but choose to make a change. All right. That was a rant. Hopefully that was helpful. Back to the regular scheduled program. All right, so I've got some notes here that I'm looking at. So I call this section the hard truth. Here's the hard truth that most people try to avoid and they don't want to hear. Those habits that you built and developed to get out of that struggle where your back was against the wall and you went into fight or flight mode to get some wins in your life, those habits, those same disciplines, those same routines, those same rituals are the same exact habits that are required for you to continue to grow and elevate and become elite. Those things don't go away. You don't out-earn the ability to do the little things done well. You don't out-earn the necessity of you to do the little things day in and day out at a very, very high level. Those things that never go away. As you grow, those things become more and more important. And if you've hung around anyone that is legitimately elite and has been for multiple years, you will recognize these habits and patterns and behaviors of these individuals that continue to win and elevate their lives. They don't look for new habits. They keep doing the same shit that got them there. One of the biggest lies we're told is what got you here won't get you there. Bullshit. The same exact habits, routines, rituals that got you this level of success will also get you the next level of success. You know why? Because you also learn along the way. You become more skilled along the way. And that's where the growth comes from, doing the same work over and over and over again, just doing it more efficiently, more effectively, and in a better way. It's not doing different work or finding the shiny object to focus on. It's doing the same things in and out, day in and day out. That's what it takes. The same structure, the same discipline, the same urgency and intensity. the same urgency and intensity. Guys, it's a privilege what we get to do. It's a privilege. There was a time where you were fired up to get a new lead. There's a time where you were fired up to host an open house. There was a time where you were fired up to show a new buyer. Where did that passion go? You think maybe you would have better results if you brought better energy to those things? I know for a fact you would. Your energy is contagious. The truth is, elite people, the reason that they're elite, and we look up to them is by how they show up when life's hard. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to change that. I believe that elite people, I believe that anyone, when they have to, their back's against the wall, we can show up as that version of ourselves. I think we all have that ability. Here's what I've recognized in elite people. Elite people prove who they are when life gets easier. Whenever it's not as big of a struggle. Whenever you have money in the bank. Whenever your electric bill, you don't have to worry about where you're paying, where the money's coming from to pay your electric bill. You don't have to worry about it because you got five pendings now. You're good. You can chill. You know what elite do? They just raise their identity and they raise their floor as they grow. And they live the life through the lens of my accomplishment becomes my new standard. So after you win, after you just closed your biggest deal ever, made the biggest commission check of your life, how do you show up the next day? 2025 was your best year ever. How did you show up on January 1, 2026? You have the most pendings you've ever had in your entire life. We've got agents in my organization that, like, if they don't have 10 pendings, they're like, I'm going broke. Because we work on the whole human here. We are a personal development company. We just happen to sell real estate. And I'm trying to indoctrinate some of that into you. Because you will never out-earn and outgrow over an extended period of time who you think you are. The level of development that you have as a person is the ceiling on your life. These things matter. How do you show up? Do you come in more relaxed or do you come in more intense because you just proven yourself that you can take the next level? Here's where most people lose. They start getting a little success and then they start negotiating. This one's going to ruffle some feathers. When people get a little bit of success, they become entitled. Their ego creeps in and they think they're above the work that they used to do that got them here. Guys, that is dangerous, dangerous, slippery slope. Got to check your ego at the door. At the end of the day, the truth is, I believe so many people get stuck and they don't continue to grow in their lives, which causes unhappiness, causes judgment of others, causes a lot of things because growth, we are growth minded as humans. If you don't believe me, go talk to go find a toddler. They want to learn. They're curious. They want to grow. They want to develop. That's what we are, how we are designed as humans. But because that becomes uncomfortable at times, we stop doing it. And we think we can just coast. But that's not what life's about. Whenever you choose to live a life chasing the best version of yourself, that's when life becomes fun. Every single day, wake up. How can I become a better version of me today? And one of the ways that you can do that is don't let your standards slip once you start winning. That's when you tighten them up. That's when you expect more of yourself. Yeah, you can celebrate your victories, but celebrate with self-care, not with self-sabotage. Big difference. All right. Let's talk about success for a minute. Success isn't something that you achieve. Success is something that you earn, and it must be earned each and every day. Like we've all heard it, like success is rented and the rent's due every day. It's true. Like you don't just do something and you reach you like you accomplish something and so now you're quote unquote successful. If you stop doing the thing that got you the results of success, success is going to disappear. You must earn that success each and every day. It's not about what you did yesterday. It's not what you did about last year. It's not about how you feel. Each and every day, today's a new day. Scoreboard starts at zero. And the time that you forget that is the time that you start slipping backwards. Because you've accomplished, you think that you're starting ahead of the competitors. Well, the scoreboard says I'm at 100, they're at zero. Not, no, tomorrow, maybe today. If you scored 100 points today and they had a goose egg, maybe. Tomorrow, that scoreboard resets. And that's the mentality you have to have. Because when you start negotiating with yourself, you're done. Winners don't negotiate on their standards. They realize their accomplishments become their new standards. If I can do it today, I can also do it tomorrow, and I can do it a little bit better. That's what it takes. Truth is, elite performers don't ask themselves, what do I feel like doing today? Man, I'll just do what I feel like doing. They don't allow their feelings to dictate their actions. What they do is they allow their actions to dictate their feelings. So instead of asking, what do I feel like doing today? They ask things like, what's it going to take for me to win today? I'm winning the day today. What's it going to take? What do I got to do? And then they just do it. The boring, monotonous, unsexy work. And they do it in the dark when no one sees it. They don't do it for the applause. They don't do it for the trophies. They do it because they know the real prize that we're chasing in this life isn't what we accomplish. And we're not looking for things to be easier. That's a misconception. A lot of people look through life like hoping life is easier, hoping success is easier, hoping gaining more money is easier. The real prize is you becoming better. And when you become better, it appears and it feels like it's easier. It still requires the same thing, but you became better. And that's the real prize because no one can ever take it away from you. I'm running out of time here, so I got to wrap this up. I hope this episode has been helpful for you guys. I believe success is defined by how do you show up after you win. All of us, when we're fight or flight, when our back's against the wall, we'll work to do whatever we got to do to make it happen. But then we get a little bit of comfort. We get a little bit of cushion. We just start pulling our foot back off the gas. And I want to encourage you, you got to find that hunger. You got to find that drive. You got to realize that for a lot of us, the happiest times of our lives is when we're chasing something like that. And the best thing I believe you can chase is the best version of yourself. And that requires you to chase it each and every day. Stop chasing average. I believe average is broken. And if you follow me, you know the name of this podcast, All or Nothing in Real Estate. The reason that I have this name is because if you're going to do something, you better give it your all. Or you're just wasting your time and you might as well do it, but might as well not do it. So if you're going to continue in this career, if you're going to continue to chase the best version of yourself, I encourage you. I love it. I love that you're doing that. But make sure you're giving it your all. Don't just dip your toe in. Don't half-ass it. Go all in. Go all in. And become the best version of yourself because no one can ever take that away from you. Thank you guys. Appreciate you. I love all the messages, all the comments of all you listening to the show. Really appreciate your feedback and hope this was helpful. As always, thank you. It's awesome to see how many people continue to listen to this episode week after week after week. I don't charge for the show. I don't have sponsors. I don't have any of that. I do this to contribute. So if you got value from this episode, please share this with a friend. Share the message. Share the movement. so that we can continue changing lives together. Don't forget, give today your all. Thank you, guys.